John, chapter 10. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. When he has put forth all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they don't know the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spoke to them, but they didn't understand what things they were which he spoke to them. Jesus therefore said again, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, by me if any man enters in, he will live, and will go in and go out, and will find pasture. The thief does not come, but that he may steal, and kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life, and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd lays down his soul for the sheep. He who is a hired worker, and not a shepherd, whose sheep are not his own, watches the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep, and flees, and the wolf snatches them, and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired worker, and does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my soul for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, I must also bring them, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock, one shepherd. Therefore the Father loves me, because I lay down my soul, that I may take it again. No one takes it away from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I received from my Father. There arose a division again among the Jews because of these words. And many of them said, He has a demon, and is insane, why do you hear him? Others said, These are not the sayings of one possessed with a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Then came the feast of the dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in Solomon's porch. The Jews therefore came around him, and said to him, How long do you take away our soul in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe, the works that I do in my Father's name, these bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. The Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works I have shown you from the Father, for which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, For a good work we don't stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, You are gods? If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture can't be broken. Do you say of him, whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you blaspheme, because I said, I am the Son of God? If I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me. But if I do them, though you don't believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I in the Father. Therefore they sought again to take him, and he went forth out of their hand. And he went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John was at the first baptizing, and there he stayed. And many came to him, and they said, John indeed did no sign, but all things whatever John spoke of this man were true. And many believed on him there.